Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
You don't remember the, I'll call tomorrow. You'll call now. I'll call now.
No.
You got, I know some of y'all remember that commercial.
I'm sure that if I saw it, that I would remember. Welcome back, OnlyFams. Happy Famtastic Friday. Oh no, you're the opener.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
I totally forgot.
I'm taking my job.
I wasn't cool. Taking your job.
It's your favorite foursome, but it's only two of us today. Okay.
But I forgot that you're the opener and not Chris.
Yeah,
Chris
whatever.
Comes after me.
Yeah, because we get you confuse us a lot, apparently. Whatever.
Oh, I forgot you're the welcome only welcome back it's only cool. Fams.
It's cool. So what's up, guys?
It's just the two of us, so the sound quality is going to be different. Just like Jessica and Chris, they just had to do an episode by themselves when they were in Disney, because you guys, this summer things have just come up to where we can't all get together.
Life happens, and we have to deal with that, so you're going to have to deal with just us, too.
Yes. Hopefully, we can all four get back together soon. That is the plan, but we don't want to leave you guys hanging. But we are recording this super last minute, and hopefully it's up at the right time that it's supposed to be. I try to get episodes uploaded every Friday at midnight for those of you who are, like, avid on the dot. Midnight comes around, and you guys listen. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. But that is always my goal, is to upload at midnight. But sometimes it just doesn't happen. Usually, Chris is the one who edits our podcasts. And when it's just episodes of us, obviously, I have to edit. So it's different. And it's on me to get up on time. But things happen. Sometimes it's not always uploaded right at midnight.
But it has been every Friday.
Just sometimes it's different. There's times that Chris is editing late on Thursday, and I end up falling asleep and then waking up Friday morning like, oh shit, I forgot to upload the podcast. Like, knowing, because, you know, days go by to where you're like, what day is it? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you don't always pay attention to what day it is.
My days are always blurred, so I don't even know.
So, well, Gabe works a lot of overtime. He works lots of 12s, and so days are just always mushed together. But there's times that it's Thursday night and I'm like, I feel like I'm forgetting something and I don't know. Because that's when I usually upload the podcast. I have to upload, come up with a title, description, stuff like that. And then there's times on Thursday that I just have a feeling that I'm forgetting to do something and I just don't even think about it. And then Friday comes around and I'm like, oh no, it's Friday. And most of the time, like, Chris and I, we have, like, a Dropbox folder to where he'll edit and upload it to the Dropbox. There's times that he uploads it, like, Wednesday or Tuesday, like, way before I need it, and I just don't go and check and download, and then I just forget to upload it. Because it's on me to upload. But I think that's only happened.
You guys don't like to get notifications, though. So.
No, I don't get notifications when he uploads. But there is times, it's rarely happened that I forget to upload. But if the upload is late, it is most likely my fault for forgetting.
Never mind.
Or Chris's fault for editing too late and uploading it too late.
Yeah, so it's always on them. Never blame it on me, guys.
No, never Gabe's fault.
It has been a long few weeks. at least in our household, just different things going on. Obviously, stuff going on at Jessica's household as well. That's why they're not with us today.
Yeah, if you guys want an update on that, Jessica has posted on her Instagram over the loss of a family member, which I don't want to speak too much of just because it's not my stuff to tell. But we're all very heartbroken and sad, and we're all grieving, you know what I mean? Like, we all knew her, but Jessica has more in-depth information, and maybe she'll talk about that on an upcoming episode. Maybe not. She might make a video about it, but I do know that she posted on her Instagram. So they're just taking time with their family, doing their own thing. But since we got back from the cruise, it's just been nonstop. Right when we got home, my dad left for his vacation to his other house in Arkansas. So it's just been us taking care of this big house, which is a lot, and then the dogs. My dad usually takes care of the dogs a lot. He has his own routine with them, so we've kind of had to take over for his routine. And then Gabe's been working full-time. We've had Malachi, his preschool is on their summer vacation right now. So he's been home. He's been home. And Logan obviously is on summer vacation. So he's been home and trying to find things to do with the kids while keeping up with the house. And then I had my orientation at one of the jobs that I got, which is a long story.
Yeah.
But it's just been super busy. It's been hard to all get together. We did all get together for Lilia's birthday party. She just turned 12.
Nah, that was fun. Good times.
And we actually still have her. We took her home after her birthday party because Father's Day was the next day. And we've had her ever since.
Yeah. So it's been fun. She's been having a blast here. Away from, you know, a bajillion brothers. She only has to deal with two over here. So she's content, has no desire to go back at the moment.
She's doing her own thing.
But yeah, so, you just mentioned the cruise. Is it weird that we're already planning our next one for next year?
Planning our next one.
Well,
it's not our choice.
Yes.
Because I am fine. Like, I don't have to do a cruise every year. I don't have to do a cruise multiple times a year. I am totally cool. As most of you guys know, I'm not much of a traveler. I'm more of a homebody. But this last cruise, Gabe's sister just got engaged. And that was planned for a while. And they're engaged. And they're actually planning a wedding cruise. So they're planning to get wedded. They're planning to get married on a cruise. And so they're planning that for next year. So we have a whole year. It'll actually be after Malachi turns 5.
Yeah, so it's technically a while. But it's already in the booking process.
Yeah, we've had to book everything. Well, like, put deposits and stuff. Because when you book, like, cruises way ahead of time, you typically don't have to pay off the full balance right away if you don't want to. So, and a lot of things have already booked up. And
it's not even more than a year away.
Yeah, more than a year away. So we were on a FaceTime with Gabe's sister, Gabe's mom, and Jessica. We were all, like, on a multi-person FaceTime going over details on, like, what floor, who's having who in what room, and trying to plan everything so that we, like, save our spot and make the reservation now. The only thing that sucks is that we have to fly to another state to, you know, board this ship.
Right. That's another pretty penny on its
own.
And
we don't know how much that's going to cost because you can't look that far ahead in advance.
Right.
But so it's something that we have to fly to.
It's not like I can miss my sister's wedding, so it's going to be done.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. I guess they just opened up weddings on cruises. I didn't even know you could get married on a cruise.
You could do anything on a cruise.
Apparently. But okay. I guess it was closed for a while, and now it's opened back up. So that's something, because they love traveling and cruises. Like, that's one thing. Like, they're definitely cruise people. Like, if they could go on a cruise every month, they would be ecstatic.
Yeah.
And they would. I, on the other hand, no thank you. That would never be me. But they love traveling. And I'm really excited because this cruise that they're choosing to do their wedding on is a 7-day cruise, which we just did a 3-day cruise. So I'm kind of curious as to how it's going to be longer. We're going to be in the ocean longer, you know, more days at sea, which is going to be weird.
Oh, that's good.
But one of the places we're going...
I forgot it's a 7 day.
Yeah, it's 7 days. One of the places we're actually going... We're stopping at multiple places, but one of them is Puerto Rico, which, if you don't know, Gabe's Puerto Rican. He has family. His family's from Puerto Rico, his dad's side of the family. And we actually wanted to do a trip to Puerto Rico for our honeymoon, but, you know... We didn't really plan for that.
Still haven't gone.
We never had a honeymoon, but my dream one day, maybe for one of our wedding anniversaries, I do want to take a trip there, not like a cruise, but I want to fly there and actually stay there for like a week or something, just us, and just have, you know, time to explore, because I've always wanted to go there. But yeah, that is one of the stops. So I'm really excited for that. And Malachi will be older. He will be 5 already, which is crazy because he's 3 right now. But he turns 4 this year. But to think about him being 5, like, blows my mind because, oh, that's just old.
It is old. I don't think I'm ready for a 5-year-old Malachi.
No.
A 3-year-old is already a handful. I think I'm already all vacationed out for this year. Pretty much going to be working my life away again.
Yeah, I don't think we have anything planned for this year.
No, I think the only birthday we have... Well, we got to deal with your birthday, but... Not deal. We got to enjoy your birthday. And then I think we just have to plan for Malachi's. But, I mean, it's going to be... I don't know if we're going to do something big for his 4-year birthday, but...
Or we're taking him to Disney on Ice.
Yeah, but... I want to do something special
for him. It's not like a trip.
No. Maybe just a party, get together with the family. That's kind of what he's into right now. He looks forward to every single birthday party going on.
He loves birthdays and singing happy birthday. And he thinks that anybody who has a birthday party, which most adults don't have birthday parties. But he thinks that if it's their birthday, that there's a party to go to.
Right.
So there's times we have to explain to him, hey, there's no party. Because he assumes that everybody has a birthday party with, like, something. Like a bounce house or something going on.
Right.
We are literally trying to record this in our room. And Logan and Lily are both keeping Malachi distracted in the living room. And then we have the dogs barking outside. It's so weird to have to... record something not in our usual setting.
Right, it's pretty noisy, and I'm not used to it.
No. And, like, we're recording with one microphone when we usually record. We each have our own microphone. We each have our own headphones. It's, like, totally different to have to record in a different setting, especially when the kids are home, because what we used to do is the kids would be at school, and then we would record. But now... because the job that I'm starting in August, the school job, we're going to have to record with all the kids again. So we're going to have to change our routine and how we do things, which is fine. I mean, we got to do what we got to do. Like, there's going to be times where we can't all get together, like right now. There's going to be times where maybe it's going to be 3 of us, or maybe, you know, because there's times that even Jessica has to leave when we're recording. But... you know, we got to do what we got to do.
I can't wait till we actually have a designated spot for the podcast and podcast only.
I know. But that's hard because there's only so much room. Like, they would have to clean out, like, a garage or get, like, a shed or something designated. It's just hard because I feel like there's... Not that we need a lot of room because we just need somewhere to sit because we're not recording. Like, not recording. We're not filming the podcast. So we don't need, like, filming setup. We just need a setup to where we could sit comfortably. Right. But that's hard because it would be easy to have stuff, like, have our stuff set up 24/7. Because every time we record, Chris has to pull everything out and plug everything in and then take it back down.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I mean, it's not a huge deal, but it's still annoying.
I mean, it's a lot of cords, and the microphones aren't small.
Right.
And so it's just a lot of having to have things set up when it would just be easier if we had a designated spot. But.
Right. Oh.
Anyways, I have my show on pause. I'm literally, I've been binge watching Chicago Med, which Gabe's mom told me about a long time ago. And even when I've gone on my Instagram stories and asked you guys, like, oh, what do you guys recommend to watch? Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire has always come up. But I'm only on Chicago Med, and I'm almost done with Chicago Med. But I feel like I would have to watch the other two, but there's so many seasons.
I hate shows that crossover.
They do crossover.
That's why I stopped watching.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Watching the Arrowverse, because you have to watch everything for all their little collab episodes. Yeah. And I'm just like, I can't keep up with this.
It's hard because even watching Chicago Med, I think Chicago Med may have been like the last one to premiere because it has the least amount of seasons. So even watching Chicago Med, there's plenty of episodes where Chicago Fire and Chicago PD have like crossover episodes. And I don't know any of those characters, but that's how it is like with Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy has crossovers with Station 19. And I'm like, you will not force me to watch something that I don't choose to watch. Not saying that it's not a good show. And it's funny because your mom watches Station 19, but not Grey's Anatomy. And I'm like, what? Like,
you guys are the opposite.
You gotta watch one or the other or both. And it's not that I don't think I would like it. I just don't like being forced to watch something.
Yeah, it's like a whole another series you gotta watch.
Yeah, and like with Chicago Fire and Chicago PD, I think Chicago PD has like 10 seasons. Like, Chicago Med has like 7 seasons, and I'm almost to the 7th season. I think I'm on the finale of the 6th season, and I'm just like, oh my god, it's gonna take me forever.
I'm not trying to juggle all of that.
No, we already have shows, so we binge watch shows together very rarely, just because our schedules don't always line up. Gabe works a lot, and so we literally can watch one show. We just finished watching Lucifer on Netflix, and it took us forever. Just because, like, our time, it just doesn't work out all the time. And then when we watch a show together, it's like, we can't move forward. Like, I can't continue watching without Gabe and vice versa. So we just started watching the new season of Umbrella Academy. So we only got one episode down.
I'm still not sold on this season yet. If you guys have watched it, without spoiling anything, how do you guys feel about it?
Yeah.
Let us know.
The thing that sucks is that it's been years since the last season, so we didn't want to have... Usually what I have to do when I'm binge-watching shows, I binge-watch them so fast that by the time the new season comes out, I don't remember, and I'll just rewatch the whole series over again. And I hate having to do that because it just takes a lot of time. There is times that I'll go like on YouTube and search like what happened this show these seasons, and Umbrella Academy, it's been so long since the last season, and the same with Stranger Things. I watched Stranger Things, Gabe hasn't, but it's been so long since I watched the last season of Stranger Things. I haven't even started the new season yet, but I feel like I have to do like a recap. And then there's so many shows coming out, so there's like Umbrella Academy that we have to watch. We only got one episode down because, you know, Malachi, it's hard to watch shows when you have kids running around. And then there's Stranger Things, and then
I gave up on season one.
Virgin River. Yeah, he did give up on season one. Virgin River is coming out with a new season soon. And then what else is there? Also,
see, that's all you.
I know.
I'm at Umbrella Academy and I'm done. I just can't do it.
There's another new season of something. Umbrella Academy, Stranger Things.
I don't know. I'm so bad when it comes with it.
It might be Outer Banks. No, I don't think Outer Banks has released when they're having a new season.
Like, I tried to watch...
Oh, Manifest.
I don't even know what half those
shows Manifest are. Is the show
The plane one. Where they traveled into the future or something.
Yeah, that new season's coming out, too.
Like, I tried to watch How I Met Your Father because I loved How I Met Your Mother. I was fine with it. But there was one week I didn't watch, and I just haven't watched since. Like, if I get out of routine, I'm not going to finish anything.
It's so hard to keep up with all these shows. It's funny because I was just talking to my dad the other day about, like, watching shows. And I cannot watch multiple shows at one time. Feel it's so hard to do. I feel like if I'm watching one show or I'm binge watching a show, I have to finish it, finish the whole series before I can move to a whole new series because I feel like I'll get confused. Like I was saying, I could start watching Chicago Fire and Chicago PD, but I feel like, okay, in my logic, my way of thinking, those shows have a lot of crossovers. I feel like if you were watching them in real time, where it's only one episode a week, you can watch them all at the same time and not be confused. I feel like because those shows I haven't started and they have so many seasons, I feel like it'd be too confusing. But I feel like if I caught up on all three series and then I was live how they are on TV, I'm assuming they're still on TV, then I feel like you could watch them all at the same time and it not be confusing.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. When you have to go back and you're watching it like a full series or seasons like on Netflix, it's hard to go bounce back and forth. And then you don't know when the crossovers are. You don't know when to watch it in sync. So.
Yeah, it's hard. And then in case you guys are wondering, Chicago Med is the only one that's on Netflix. And only 5 seasons are on Netflix. But if you have Peacock, then Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, and Chicago PD, all of the seasons are on Peacock. And I think they're on the free version of Peacock, but there's like so many ads that I was like, no. And so I paid for the premium because I live a certain lifestyle that I just can't watch with ads.
No, ads suck.
And it's funny because we had ads, like, you know, and then when you pay to not have ads, you can't go back.
Okay, I got a serious question for you guys. When your kids are, like, just watching, you know, regular cable TV, what do they call the commercials? Like, we said commercials, but now the kids say, oh, it's another ad. So, does anybody say commercial anymore? Do your kids say commercial or ad? Please let me know.
It's funny because now, like, I'll refer to it as both. Because when you're watching stuff, like, on YouTube and Hulu, it says ad. So you automatically think ad. But yes, growing up, we called them commercials on cable TV.
Yeah.
But it's funny because our kids have never, ever called it a commercial.
No.
They have always referred to it as an ad. And I remember, like, having the reaction when the kids, you know, cable TV's on, they say something about an ad. And we've looked at each other like, what? What did you call it? Because that's the only word that they know. But, like, growing up, it was commercials. And it's funny because we have grown to hate commercials and ads, but as a kid, that was like one of the best parts of TV was the commercials.
Right.
But I also think that commercials were a lot better back when we were kids, or maybe we just thought they were better. But they used to have so many different things. Like, remember, like, Disney Channel used to have commercials where they would, like, I can't even explain. They would, like, record people from, like, other countries, and they'd have this whole segment of them talking about what they do and this and that. They would have all these different segments. But now it's funny because everybody hates commercials and ads. And me, it's like, I pay for my Hulu to not have any ads. And then when I go to my sister's house and there's ads, I'm like, oh, no, this is horrible.
I don't like I can't, I have to pay for music too. Like, I pay for Pandora. And one time I saw paying it, I was like, I don't think I need it. And then ads came on. I was just like, what is this? I can't do this. And I literally bought it back right away.
It's just, it's funny because that's where they get you. And you pay like double. You pay double. Like, Hulu is like what? Like, I don't even know how much. I think they've raised Hulu. But you have to pay double in order to get no ads. And I'm just like, I can't downgrade. It's like once you up, like, if you're in between, right? If you're in between and you're paying for it and you haven't got the ad free yet, don't do the ad free because you will never go back. And you will definitely save money by just watching the ads. And I sometimes regret that I upgraded and got used to having ad free, you know, content. But I'm like, damn, we would save a lot of money if we just watched the ads.
Yeah, most definitely. But what can you do?
Do you have a favorite commercial? that you remember? Like, when you think of commercials, is there one that sticks out to your head?
You remember that Sears air conditioning commercial?
No.
You don't remember the, I'll call tomorrow, you'll call now. I'll call now.
No.
I know some of y'all remember that commercial.
I'm sure that if I saw it, that I would remember. I just saw a TikTok recently of the Disney Channel original movies. Remember the whole...
Disney Channel original movies were the best.
Yes.
Don't Look Under the Bed and Brink will always be my favorite, too.
And the whole, like, thing that they would play before the Disney Channel original movie.
Oh, yeah. Get you hyped.
That's when you knew. It was, like, what, Friday nights, I think? Or Thursday nights or something like that. Yeah. That they would have Disney Channel original movies. And those were, like, the best times.
Life was simple back then.
It was. Then you'd have all the characters to the Disney Channel, wands. I miss those days. Yeah, TV is not the same anymore, and I understand why kids hate commercials, because they're just not on the same level anymore. But the one that sticks out in my head, I've actually seen TikToks where they have played, like, old commercials.
Yeah.
But one that always, like, sticks out in my head is the Trix commercials.
Oh.
The Trix are for kids.
Yeah.
And they still have versions of that today. But I'm trying to think of other ones, too. Like Tony the Tiger commercials.
Commercials were better advertised back then.
That's what I'm saying, is we had better commercials when we were kids.
Well, guys, I think that's enough of us about ranting about TV and...
Commercials,
ads, growing accustomed to a certain lifestyle, paying way too much for these. You know, I pay for all these streaming services, and I still pay for freaking cable TV. You know how much I'm paying a month? It's ridiculous.
But you don't even use cable TV anymore. I use it for sports. Yeah, he uses it for sports, and literally that's it.
And it's completely worth it.
Cable is just expensive, and we don't even use it as much as...
You don't use it.
As much. Yeah, but you can watch sports on anything else.
I like my TV.
Okay.
Anyways, that's enough about me ranting. Let's give you guys, you know, a tip. Just the tip. Bye, Chicka Wow Wow.
The two of us. Zip! Okay, just the tip. My boyfriend of 2 years and I broke up a week ago, and he's already with one of my old friends. I just found out I was pregnant with our child, and he's not wanting to have a conversation about it. And he's just out traveling to go stay with her where she lives while leaving me alone to deal with this. Should I continue to try and get him to talk to me about it or just do it on my own with not much of a support system? I'm 19 and he's 24.
Wow. Well, a lot of guys are loser all the way around.
Yeah. Definitely not worth trying to get back into a relationship with him.
No. But you told him the situation. You can't force someone to want to be there, unfortunately. Like, that has to be his choice. In my honest opinion, I would hope for the best, expect the worst, I guess. I wouldn't say worst,
the least.
Yeah, expect the least out of him. But
I would say do your part, and it's not even that you have to, but if you want him to be involved, I would, like, text him, "Hey, I have an appointment this day." One time. "Hey, I have an appointment on this day. You could be there," whatever.
Right.
Let him know your appointments. And if he doesn't want to show up, there's not much that you can do. But at least you can say that you made your effort. And if you're going to, like, in the future, if you're going to have to go to court, I feel like, not that you're thinking about court right now because you're just pregnant. But in the future, thinking about the future and going to court and stuff, it's better to have documentation that you tried to involve him, mm-hmm. and he just chose to not be involved. Like, right. It looks better for exactly. you. So
cover your tracks.
Yeah.
And then I just also want to say screw him and your friend, because if it was a week later, there was obviously things going on way before that.
A week is so fast.
Yeah. So that's not okay.
That's it for today's episode. Don't forget to like and rate our podcast and turn on those notifications.
You know you want to hear from us.
Yeah, you do.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Fantastic4Official, where we post continuous updates. We want to hear your feedback, comments, and topic suggestions. And that's where you can reach us. You also have an option to support our podcast by clicking the link in the description of every episode.
Farewell from your favorite foursome.
And until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.